Blog Talk Radio.
Expect the unexpected. Seeing before you know it, his covenant's not in vain. Once his promises start showing, so put your faith in motion. Praise him before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio, so come and listen in. It's Covenant Cafe. Come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic laces in the building for the moms and pops and children. Ushers, pastors, musicians, listen and pay attention. Expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I'll believe whatever he says. So glorify his name, he's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Good evening and welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson. Today is an awesome Sunday, and we want to have some interesting guests today on our show, as well as, you know, the Poetic Corner, as well as a lot of different things that's going to be happening. But first, we're going to open up with Angie Shields, I Believe.
You've shown me is for nothing. I can't believe my work is in vain. Can't believe the cries of my heart have not been heard. I know that you are looking out for me, and I know you hear my heart's cry, and I know that you are smiling down on me. So I choose to stand upon your word. Promise you make to me no matter what it looks like.
Once again, and welcome to the Covenant Cafe. That what you heard right there was I Believe by Angie Shields. And once again, this is Lamont Ferguson and your host,
Poetic Lace.
And I wanted to kind of do something different because this song right there is telling you how I feel, how Lace feel. You know what I mean? And I had to start off a little bit different. You know, sometimes we throw a little curveball in the game, so you stay tuned in because you never know what's going to happen on this show. You know, ain't that right, Lace?
You never know. If they only knew, they never knew. That, we don't even know sometimes.
You know, that's life tangibilities. You know, things happen sometimes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show for you. We have some, you know, like I said, a couple of interviews that's supposed to transpire, go down today. And then, of course, we got the NFL, you know, games going on. And, of course, we definitely have to go ahead and start with our word before we get into anything else. So what do you have for us, Lace?
So, once again, we're on point. Now, that's how I know it'd be the Holy Spirit because it lines up. Like, I didn't talk to you before the show about what the scripture is. I never do. I didn't know you were going to play this song that actually lines up with the word of today. So the word the Lord is pulling us towards is faith, how important faith is. So we're going to go to Hebrews 10:37-8. We're going to kind of hop just a little bit, but not too much. 37:8 says, Hebrews 10:37-8 says, "For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but anyone who draws back, my soul," capital M, this is God talking, "my soul has no pleasure in him." So, you know, the Lord is telling us straight up, like, you know, though it seems like, you know, though we're kind of in a rocky spot, he's coming, and he will not tarry. And he, Jesus Christ, that's our comforter, our Savior. And the thing about it is, a lot of times we get into these rough predicaments in life, and we start drawing back from God. You were like, my life is rough. I don't go to church anymore. My life is rough. I don't pray as much. I don't read as much. You kind of just start drawing back. Or even sometimes when people do get through and God has blessed them, they start drawing back from God. Oh, I'm good. I ain't got to talk to him as much. But look what God says. He says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure." So when you start pulling away from God, you're hurting yourself in more ways than one because God says, "I have no pleasure in that." So, you know, the next question is, it says, "Now the just live by faith." So what is faith? Well, Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." You know, God often, He pours in us visions and goals and desires and things that we need to go after, yet we don't necessarily know or see how to do it. But it's that substance of things hoped for, to press for it, knowing that God is God. Oh, yeah, my bills will be paid. I don't see how, but the Lord showed me. He said this is what it's going to be. I'm going to be faithful to him. I'm going to hold on to God, even though I don't know why I'm holding on, but I'm going to keep holding on. And the thing about it is, so what if you say, "Well, Lace, I understand that, but I ain't there yet. I ain't got no reason to have faith like that." Well, Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So today, basically in short, what I'm basically saying is how faith is so much more important than just being able to be successful. Faith is to get you to heaven because, as we first saw, "But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." Mm-hmm. And it is impossible to please him, God, for he who comes must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So look how important faith is.
God does not like those who not have faith.
Go ahead, bro.
You know what's funny about that? Mm-hmm. It's like people have faith in the wrong things. Like they think we'll play the lottery. Man, right. Come on, man. I got faith in God, man. I think I'm going to win it. Mm. Huh? Mm.
Right.
You know what I mean? Man, yeah. I just put $50 on this football game, man. I got faith, man, that I'm going to win this game. Huh?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And God just dropped it on me, just to piggyback what you're saying. Because people are like, oh, I got faith, I believe this and this and that. This is how you know if your faith is right. You have to, your faith has to align up with the Word of God. And the thing about it is, the Word of God, you know, God tells us his characteristics throughout the Bible. Because he said, it says God is love. So if God is love, what is love? So the Bible states how love is long-suffering. Love does not seek evil. Love is patient. Love is endures. Love, you know, da-da-da-da. So with, looking throughout the Bible, if you look at these characteristics that lines up with God, does your faith for whatever you have line up with that? So, like, example, man, I got faith, man. God going to bless me. You know, like you said, I'm going to win a lottery. Okay, well, you win a lottery, what you plan on doing with that money? I'm sure I'm buying me a crib. I'm going to get this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to da-da-da-da. I said, okay, so everything that you want, everything your desire, is it to glorify God's name? Does it line up with God? Is it going to help with somebody that's suffering? Are you going to help people that's suffering? Are you going to do this? Are, you know, does what this very thing that you want and that you're praying for and you just know God's going to give it to you, is it lining up with his word? Is it going to bring glory to his kingdom? Is this something that truly God has placed on you, or is this your human emotions? Mm-hmm. You get those mixed up often, often.
Wow. That's pretty deep, man. I think that's deeper than the deep blue sea. You know what I mean? That's what I think. So, you know, with that being said, as far as our current events, wow, I'm on location, so you're gonna hear a lot of things that's going on in the background. But anyway. Now, with the current events, let's talk about this. It's some wild stuff going on.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Well, this is something I definitely do want to touch bases on. It's very intriguing to me. I meant to bring it up last week, but because the issue has built up so much more attention, we definitely got to bring attention to it. Basically, down in up in Chicago, Illinois area, you have the teachers. They're going, they're on strike, and this strike is so crucial because you have 400,000 students, 400,000 students who currently aren't in school. And I'm looking, you know, without reading the article, before I read the article, I'm like, see, it's always about money. Boom, look at that. Look at that judgment. Bad. That's not good. But that's the first thing that came to my mind. Oh, it's always about money. But as I further and guess investigating on it, like, Lord, forgive me for that assumption without even looking into it. But as I did investigation on it, what I'm seeing is it's a more so problem about teachers. Their careers are getting threatened by these standardized tests. And, you know, this is definitely, you know, something I wanted to get your opinion on, too. 6,000 teachers can lose their jobs due to their final evaluation coming from a standardized test. So my whole thing is that I'm looking at it, like, example, I'm down here in Florida, we have the FCAT. And now with the FCAT, basically, regardless, you can get A's your entire high school career, your whole, as a student, all A's. But if you fail the FCAT, you get a certificate of completion and not your diploma. And which is equivalent to nothing. So you still going to have to go back and get it. You know what I mean? So the thing about it is, could you imagine, you got your class does well and everything. You're a good teacher. They're getting good grades and everything. You're serious. You love your job and you're serious about everything. And you got some students, maybe majority of the students that you're dealing with, they are horrible when it comes to testing. Very horrible when it comes to testing. Mm-hmm. And they mess around and they fail this test. Now, because they don't do well on the standardized test that, you know, that dictates how well your school is doing, your overall performance is now graded from it. And because your students didn't do well, now your performance is an F. And you know what? We're going to let you go. And you more likely can't get hired in this district again. So you probably got to move now. Can you imagine how that affects you? Add that to the contract. And it's, you know, looking at it. Also, you know, teachers don't get paid enough. And then, you know, they're taking away vacations and there are more students and then less money for books. And, you know, it kind of tripped me out because as I read the article, I saw how parents and students supported the teachers that were on strike because it's not right how they're doing it. So when I read it more, it's not teachers against parents and students. This is teachers against the government. This is teachers against, you know, the actual school boards over them. This is a fight because we need more. We need better. You got to do something else than how, because you guys are treating us so unfair. And I was talking to one of my friends today before the show. I was talking to her, and I was talking to my girlfriend, and she was like, she hears a lot of teachers complain, like, why do athletes get paid more than us when we are a necessity? Everybody has to come through us before they can become a professional athlete. You got to go through grade school, first grade, second grade, third grade. So why isn't teachers getting paid? You know, so I'm looking at all of that, and it opened my eyes to something new as far as what we're dealing with and the appreciation level, man. Now that I'm older, I can appreciate my teacher putting in that time, because teachers are at the same time like a part-time babysitter too. Some of these bad kids that in my district.
Oh, man. I see it all the time. You know, I work in the system, so I see it all the time. You know, these parents not, you know, doing their part. And then when you correct them, and they say, well, no, that's what y'all are supposed to be there for. I'm like, huh?
Right.
No, you're supposed to start at home, then we get them at school. Then we help correct what you're doing at home. Not what we do at school, then you help correct what we're doing at school. No, that's backwards.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. It's sad because it's like, oh, great, school's back in now. And it's not because school back in, they can go learn, it's so they can get out of my hair.
So they get out of my hair.
And, you know, and the kids feel, especially the kids that's under, like, the age of eight, you know, it depends on the severity of the I don't care-ness,
right,
so to speak. But kids can sense, like, okay, you just don't want us around, not because school's back in, you know.
And it's not fair to kids, it's not fair to the teachers, the principals, counselors, like all of that, because it's all trickling down. And, you know, just continuing with the article, the thing that's crazy is that it says that hundreds, thousands, almost, you know, thousands of students get affected by this in so many ways, because athletic scholarships are on the line too, because if there's no school, then there's no participation, and those who get in recruitment. And I'm in favor of athletic scholarships and them getting money and stuff like that. I'm definitely in favor, because coming out, you know, you already know, coming from Detroit, I'm coming from the streets, period. Scholarships, as far as education, is not really abundant. But students, because of athleticism, that gives them an opportunity to go on and further their education. Now, if you take this out the way, as far as you get rid of the school district and nobody participates, there's no athletics at all. So a lot of kids don't get the opportunity, like football players and all that. Football season is starting now. So you have high school students who won't even get that opportunity anymore, and this is affecting in so many ways. So I do hope and pray that this issue gets resolved ASAP. They're supposed to be coming up with some kind of agreement today. They haven't released any new articles or anything about it, but this is definitely, you know, something we got to keep in mind, even in everybody's county. Like, we have teachers who are busting their tails, and we can do some kind of appreciation. And appreciation is just, man, the Bible says you spread a rod, you spoil a child. Whoop your child. You know, discipline your child at home. Be there for your child. Show up to parent meeting conferences. Help your child with their homework. Don't make your teacher the babysitter.
Let me go back. Okay, yes, discipline your child. But also, like you're saying, it is very important that you also involved at the same time, because it looks to me personally, it looks kind of crazy if you're disciplining a child, but you're not supporting a child.
But you're not involved. Amen. Amen.
You know what I mean? How are you going to say, oh, man, you're doing horrible. Then when I'm doing good, you don't say nothing. Like, okay.
I don't say anything.
You know, so it's like you send a mixed message of saying, I only get attention when I do wrong. And that turns into bigger and worse things down the line.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
So the negative attention you get from home, then all of a sudden you get it from the peers, and then you all of a sudden, okay, well, then I can get rob a bank, and I'll get all the attention. You know what I'm saying? So it's in the cycle. So it's kind of, evolves from that small thing to something huge.
That is so deep because, you know, I was watching this show, the psychiatrist show, and they were, you know, doing treatment and counseling with psychopaths and serial killers and stuff. And a lot of the serial killers, psychopaths, whatever you want to call them, they said that, well, shoot, I'm going to go down. It doesn't matter how much I'm doing life. I'm going to go down in history. As one of this ex, no one has done it like me. Nobody has killed as many people or robbed these banks or got away. No one. I'm going down in history. And it's all over attention. That's what it came down to as was shoot. And like you said, for you to say that, that's real deep. Because you said, like, oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and kill some people. Then finally somebody was to give me attention because when I was younger, only time I got attention is when I did bad and I got a whooping. But when I did good, nobody say nothing. So basically, doing good doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that is deep in the psyche. And I'm glad you said it. That's powerful.
Yeah, definitely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is go ahead and get into a song, and then we'll come back with more current events. This next song, of course, everyone knows Mary Mary. The name of the song is Walking.
Boom!
Mary and Mary here, walking on the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Man, those girls, very dynamic, very, very, very dynamic group. Now, on some other stuff with the current events, what else is going down?
Very, very interesting. This caught my attention. Stem cells help deaf gerbils. Stem cells help deaf gerbils hear. This is big for me in some sense, only because my grandfather, he died at 95 years old. This was a couple years ago. He was the only, you know, father figure I ever had in my life, even though we were like 7 decades apart. He played a major role of who I am today due to the fact of him just being there. And the thing about it is he was hard of hearing for a long time. He fought in World War II. And, you know, due to the rifles and gun range and everything, his hearing was close to zero, to be honest with you. We had to yell about everything, like everything. So anyway, just giving y'all background on that. This was basically going on. This just happened recently, that scientists have discovered a way to improve hearing, but it was so far the test trial has been in gerbils by using embryonic stem cells. They placed it in gerbils' ears who are hearing impaired, and their hearing returned back to normal. So the way how they did this was basically they used some chemical to damage the gerbils' hearing, and then they used human embryonic cells to place in their hearing. And in a short amount of time afterward, their hearing came back. The hearing was restored, you know, to average hearing, and they were functioning properly and everything like that. So this is possibly the first step in restoring hearing in a human ear, but there's, you know, still a long ways to go. They still have some more trials to do before they move it on to human testing. But it's just very interesting. You know, I just look where we have came from, look where we're going, and, you know, if God's hand is on it, I definitely support it. Definitely how I feel, but this is something new that's going on that we should be alert of, like what is the government doing, what are scientists doing, what pills and medicines may be approved, what's going on, what may happen. You know, this is what we're dealing with right now.
Well, okay, check this out. We're going to go into some weird news a little bit later. We have a caller. Let's go to our lines here. Caller, you're on the air in the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Hi, this is Angie Shields.
Hello, Miss Angie. Welcome. You know what? We definitely have to give you something that's very recession proof, okay? And we can't give you money, but we can give you this right now.
Thank you.
Yes, we definitely appreciate you coming on our show. Definitely.
I'm
How
glad
was your Sunday?
My Sunday's really good so far. So far, so good.
Awesome. Go ahead, Lace. I'm sorry to cut you off there, bro.
You know, I've been doing better by not cutting you off. So, Angie, before we even start, I mean, I commend you as a woman of God. You're doing more things than just making music, and it gives me a joy in my spirit, just to be honest with you. I had a firm question because, you know, I'm really proud of what God is doing through you. So, can you hit the button again for her?
Oh, you know what? We definitely gonna hit the button again for Miss Angie. What's that? We're gonna definitely get you something different here. That group of folk right there, they're a little bit more hype than the other group. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm excited about what God's doing to me as well. So thank you that, you know, it's being shown to the world that other people recognize it. It's awesome.
Amen. Yes, so definitely. Now that we clear that out the way, we're going to get into this interview, trying to get professional. I'm going to act totally like I didn't read your bio. I know nothing about you. None of our followers do. I didn't promote nothing. Nobody knows anything. So basically, who is Angie Shields? Who is this person?
I am a singer and songwriter who I've been singing since I was, oh my gosh, I really started singing at 3, but I really realized my gift when I was around 11. been trained in all areas of classical, jazz, everything. But overall, I just love to minister to God's people. I love to minister to people that don't know him. I want to introduce them to him so that they can get to know him just a little bit better. And so I just have a heart for God's people and a heart for people to experience God. And so that's what I do through music.
Amen. Amen. Now, I love to ask this question because it speaks volumes on so many levels. I want to know, or we want to know, your testimony. I come from an urban community, which is a nice way of saying ghetto or hood. And the thing about it is, a lot of people don't know or see why they should cling to God. So with that being said, we want to know, what have you been through? What has God brought you through to persevere, to hold on? Why is it so crucial that you minister the word of God?
Oh, wow. This would take all day. I'm going to try to sum it up.
You can sum it up. You don't got to go too hard.
Well, coming from my mom raising four children, I'm one of four. My dad left us when I was around 4 years old, and we grew up very poor. We struggled a whole lot. And then at 16, I was pregnant, had to drop out of school, and I ended up going back to school and graduating on time with honors. I worked really hard to do that, and I married at 19. God really kept me during that time because it was a very difficult time being in church, and people talk about you, and you're not living up to the standards of what church people feel like you should. And then marrying at 19, my husband had kidney failure. He was on dialysis for 7 years. I saw him almost at the brink of death. I had to work and support our daughter and watch him, you know, kind of dwindle away and transplant. And I just saw that through every obstacle that I had in my life, God was always there. He was actually really the source of my strength. And so to endure being broke and struggling, to having a baby as a teenager, to marrying young and your husband sick and you having to provide and take care, it was nothing but God that kept me, nothing but him. So I have to tell people about him.
And that's definitely very, very powerful. And I wanted you to share that basically because you have a lot of, you know, a lot of viewers and a lot of listeners who, when they see artists come on, they're like, okay, she's doing her thing, but how does that apply to me? And for you to show, you know, being transparent just now and just showing how you have overcome, you've been through some fire, but the fire didn't burn you. It refined you as gold, and you're shining. And this is to encourage them to know that they can persevere through what they're going through. And that's a very, very powerful testimony. I didn't mean that. I didn't know that. You know, it's like, we ain't fronting, y'all. This is real life.
Real life. Yeah.
Wow. Now, before we, let me tell you something. Before we actually get into your song, I believe, can you tell us something about the song before we get into that?
Okay. Well, the song, I believe, came from a very vulnerable place. Actually, my spiritual father put me on a consecration because my life was just in disarray, and I felt like God wasn't with me. And during my consecration, like, this song came to me, and God just said, do you believe that I'm doing more than what you can see? And we as believers, we're not supposed to look in the natural. Everything is done in the spiritual. And I wasn't looking through the spiritual realm. I was looking at my situation and my circumstance, and God really began to minister to me and tell me I'm doing more than what your eyes can physically see. And so that's where that song came from.
Awesome. So what we're going to do, we're going to get into it. But I would like to inform you, you know, usually we don't open with a song in our show, but today I was actually moved to play your song because it's a very, very, very powerful song. And it's something that I think people need to hear at the top of the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let's definitely get back into that, that song, I Believe. It's not I Believe I Can Fly, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so don't get it confused. Okay, this is I Believe by Angie Shields here on the Covenant Cafe.
Yes.
Can't believe all that you've shown me is for nothing. I can't believe work is in vain. Can't believe the cries of my heart have not been heard. I know that you are looking out for me, and I know you hear my heart's cry, and I know that you are smiling down on me. So I choose to stand upon your word and believe.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, what you heard was who we're speaking to at this moment in time, Angel Shields. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, question, like, who does your production?
On this particular song, it was Benji Dempse, Zach Bruce, and Jeremy Dawson. They were the three that worked on this song.
Good stuff. Definitely good stuff.
Yeah.
So, on an ignorant note, now this might be an ignorant question, but it's, you know, I gotta ask, what is there to do in Alaska?
Just
from Alaska, what's going on with Alaska?
there's nothing to do in Alaska, and I wanted to go back and visit because I was an Army brat, and I wanted to go back and visit. My dad said, there's nothing out there. You don't need to go. So I haven't been in quite a long time. There's nothing out there. Ain't nobody missing.
I just had to add.
Yeah.
So with everything being said, so what do we have to look forward to coming from Angie Shields? What's next? What projects, events,
yes.
tours, speaking engagements?
My EP will come out at the end of the year, and my management company is helping me to put that out, Chris and Deborah Hunter. I will have the EP of I Believe out. It'll have about 6 songs, and the whole full album should be out 2013, hopefully in spring of 2013.
Okay. Good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Any, what was I getting at? I had a great question for you. Totally forgot. What else is going on with you? Like, I saw that you're dealing with Sisters Against Lupus, and I'm not even going to say it all, but I would like for you to share, all that stuff that you've been involved in and what's going on with that.
I have been involved with Sisters Against Lupus. I have been involved with Blacks with IRS. And I'm continuously an advocate for lupus, and I continue to do that. Also, I have a group of female background singers called Divine Connection, and we do a lot within the community. We like to work a lot with young people and just empowering the young people as we go forth and we minister. So, like I said, I'm an advocate with lupus. I'm an advocate with breast cancer. And, we try to help them as much as we can. When they ask us to come out and do something, we're there. We support the cause.
Beautiful stuff. I have one more question that I'm going to turn you to my boy Lamont. My last question is, where can we find you, to support you, to follow you, Twitter, website, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera? How can we keep in touch with you to be updated?
Yes, you can look on Facebook. My name is Angie Shields on Facebook. On Twitter, it's The Angie Shields. I also have a website, www.asdcmusic.com, and you can keep up on all the happenings, on what we're doing, the updates on the project, where I'll be performing next or ministering next. Those are the places you can look.
Wonderful.
Awesome. We definitely appreciate you for being on the show. We would like to let you know that you're the... You're the bomb, man. You're the bomb.
I love these sound effects. Thank you.
We definitely appreciate you taking your time and calling in and being able to have a nice conversation with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed myself.
No problem. Stay tuned. We have a lot of stuff going on, so if you out and about or whatever, you keep that tuned to our station, all right?
I will do. Thank you.
Okay, you have a great night.
All right, you too. Be blessed.
Okay,
you too.
Do the same. She was wonderful. Very, very, very down to earth young lady. And like you said, the song, it's a very powerful song.
Very powerful. We get some great artists on there. So let me give a special shout-out to D. Slate, CEO of the D. Hour Show Network. Shout-out to you, man. I know you've been waiting on that shout-out. So there you go. You got it. Shout-out to D. Slate.
Definitely. So now, with that being said, we got to pay our bills. And then when we come back, we're going to come back with some weird news. And then we have a lot more in store for you guys here on the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Mark Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Covenant Cafe. Now,
Before you go on to that, speaking of divas, because, hey, have you ever really listened to the commercials? Like they say some good stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely so.
Speaking of divas, special shout out to Diva Ebony B. You know, we're syndicated on her show, so we definitely want to give a shout out to Ebony Brinson. She's wonderful. We got to say thank you to these people. And shout out.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. You're not wrong for that. You're not wrong for that, but I know what Marilyn is wrong for.
What you talking about?
Let me tell you what Marilyn is wrong for. Perfect segue. Prince George's County Security have cameras, okay, to watch the speed limit, all right? Now, Check this out. Prince George County announced that they're installing new cameras designed to keep watchful eye on Maryland's county speed cameras. So you have cameras watching you.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even want to go forward with the rest of the story. But for real, cameras watching you.
Whose bright idea? Like, you see what I'm saying? About taxpayers and everything. Like, you know what? Maybe I just got something on my chest I need to get off, because I know the stories about cameras watching cameras. But listen, they built a new courthouse down here in Jacksonville, Florida, brand new courthouse. And they spent over millions of dollars on it, and the money. From the spending of it, they end up cutting back on the kids' education here. So they're getting ready to cut extracurricular activities, as well as taking away books. So no new books, no new anything for the classroom. But they built this million-dollar courthouse here. And it looks really, really nice. It looks like something in D.C. But the thing is, I've been in that courthouse several times for my brother's sake. And the judge I spoke to, as well as officers that work there, they all say the same thing, that they don't even use every room there. It's a waste of the taxpayers' money. So I'm looking at it like, what do you not care about our kids? Like, it's always been complaints in just about every county about how they have to make cutbacks on this. They don't have money for that. But you buy a camera to watch a camera that's going to watch us? Technology needs a supervisor now? you need Title X for technology now?
Man, I mean, it's insane. But this is what they are alleging. This is what's happening. They said since April, six speed cameras have been attacked by angry citizens. One camera was shot at and another burned. Okay? The police down there, they said that they don't think that people's rage is a result of the cameras. The roads are choked, and there are lots of drivers on them. I think traffic itself is the cause of frustration. But we have a duty to make the roads safe, even if it takes a couple extra minutes to get your destination. So they gave an approval to roll out about 100 speed cameras near schools across the county, according to the College Park patch. During a council meeting debate over the cameras, several residents protested their installation. I would do the same. Though, Prince George, police insist the motivation keeps the motivation for keeping the cameras isn't safe. Well, financially driven. They're saying it's not financially driven. Speed cameras are cash cows for many areas around there. Now, check this out. And you was talking about cost, okay? Now, in a neighboring Washington, D.C., the speed cameras raked in $55 million in 2011.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there's a couple of things I want to say about this, okay?
Okay.
Number one, if you can find ways to raise money, just like you did, you install cameras, you caught people speeding, so you pulled in $55 million, okay? So what is that $55 million going to? You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, why can't we do something specific like that? Not install cameras, but some type of program that can rake in that amount of money for the school system.
Sure.
This thing with that $55 million would do for a school system. I grew up in the city. You know what I mean? We had books, but they were torn up books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the covers was falling off of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the thing is, they raked in $55 million. You know, that's crazy. That's a crazy amount of money.
Yes, sir.
And now, and like I said, in Maryland, you're trying to install 100 cameras to watch equipment that watches us. That's crazy.
It is.
That's definitely insane. But I don't know what is more insane than this story. Jerry Washington Jr. complained about car damage after, you know, having damage, you know, done to his car. But the gist of this story is, let's get into it. Jerry Lee Washington, 21, entered a Warrior Police Department on Wednesday to report damage to his car. The damage came from an earlier incident he allegedly tried to steal from the home of another resident there and then fled and ran over the man as he fled.
Oh, my God. So
pretty much what he did was he turned himself in without turning himself in because they went in and arrested him on the spot.
Mm.
Now, can you get any dumber than that? You didn't commit a crime, but then you're going to report the damage, and you go into the police station. You know what he gets for this? He gets this. But actually, the people are very... And the reason why we're having the room got split like that because people booed this guy for running someone over. But they're ecstatic because, hey, he turned himself in and even didn't even know he was about to turn himself in.
He definitely didn't mean to.
I mean, like...
I really try to paint a picture in my mind, like, see, that's... All right. Let me get this right. This that way, before I start talking, I know I'm talking about something. All right, so it's burglary. Broken somebody's house, steal stuff, whatever. And he leaves, and as he leaves, as he evades the place that he just burglarized, he gets into an accident, right? And he goes to report the damages to the police?
Well, he had damages from what he had already did.
Gotcha.
He was leaving the scene because he was leaving in a hurry.
Yes.
But then he decided to... You know, later on and say, okay, hey, you know what? You know, there's some damage done to my car. Well, I mean, like, really? It, you know, these people, people are.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Now, the most creepy story for the evening. Now, this story, a woman finds ex-boyfriend living in her attic over 12 years after they broke up.
Whoa. Listen, hold on. I know it's more than a story, but just from the subtitle, how do
woman
you put off 12 years undetected?
Her ex-boyfriend living in there in her attic after over 12 years after they broke up. Now, here's the story. It says most everyone has heard of the mysterious, ghoulish things that can go bump in the night. Well, for one South Carolina woman, that thing was her ex-boyfriend, who she found living in her attic more than 12 years after they broke up. Mm-hmm. Tracy, she's not giving out her last name. She said she heard a thump from above, and she saw nails start popping out of her bedroom ceiling.
Mm.
So what happened, she said around 2:30, she felt as if something wasn't right. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Someone's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Did that ring your bell? That song, someone's watching. Sorry, I can't sing, but let me go on. Now, when she heard noises in the attic and she saw nails coming out, she thought there was something, you know, some poltergeist stuff going on. It wasn't the devil dancing on the ceiling. It was her ex-boyfriend who had been living in her attic for about 2 weeks since he was released from prison.
Mm.
You know, so the two had broken up more than 12 years ago, and she never considered getting back with him, despite him claiming in letters sent from jail that he has changed. She thought he had gone to Charlotte after his latest arrest. Her adult sons and her nephew found him asleep in the back of the attic. They found the man. And he had packed all his old coats and jackets into the heating unit and was sleeping in the heating unit.
Mm.
Now, they found several Route 44 signing cups filled with feces and urine. So the guy rigged the ceiling vents and everything. So, actually, he was there only 2 weeks, but this is 12 years after they had broke up.
Mm.
Now, they still haven't, let me see, as the story goes on, they said it's still suspect, it's still at large. He's described as a black male, 5'6" tall, weighing 170 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much I want to say that I'm not going to stay on air. But
now, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse.
Go ahead.
I left this sentence out on purpose. Now, the only access to the attic is through a door from inside the home in the hallway that connects to her children's bedrooms. That's the only way.
Oh,
so he's been going in the house and going upstairs in the attic.
Oh, my goodness. You know what's real? I have, dog, he went 2 weeks undetected. I have roaches aren't that slick. Roach is going to reveal themselves in a 2 week period. How did he do this and nothing? No one noticed, like nothing?
Nothing.
I don't even know who to be disappointed in.
2 weeks.
And what made you come back? What made you say, you know what? This life thing ain't working. My ex girlfriend got an attic nobody ever uses.
Nobody ever uses the attic. No one even goes up there. I know that's for a fact. I've been up here for 2 weeks. No one's been up here. I know this for sure.
And hold on, so now, because I heard you say suspect is at large. So you're telling me this guy's on the run now. What is the crime?
Well, the crime is he's breaking into someone's house.
Well, yeah, I know that. I mean, I'm talking about from his mindset. Like, goodness.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my goodness. And he was in jail previously. So it's just like.
Exactly.
We need Jesus. That's what it all comes down to.
And that's what it's been down. That's how it's going down.
That's it.
Now, that wraps that up. Now, what we're going to do. Let's get into another song, and then we're going to come back out to none other than Poetic Lace and the Poetic Spot. So guess what I'm going to play today? We got some more Lecrae. And the name of this song is called Walk With Me, featuring Novell. Here on the Covenant Cafe, this is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Oh, man, let's hope no one's in your closet. I mean, like, you know what? This is the whole new meaning of coming out of the closet, but he's actually coming out of the attic. I'm sorry. So let's go ahead and get into the song. Man, into the song by Lecrae. It's called Walk With Me here on the Covenant Cafe.
Turn the music up just a little bit.
Teach me the way, night and day.
I'm under pressure, man, I'm under pressure. Been trying to walk it out, I keep ending up on the stretcher. Problems in life are stretcher, ain't got it all together. They say the change coming, but it's feeling like forever. I'm on a mission, they probably think I'm missing some screws, but it's these three nails that keep me driven. If God ain't with me, I know that I'm gon' fail. And ain't a wish in the well that could wish a boy well. Cells eaten by cancer, got me looking for answers. Doctors say my daughter won't grow up to be a dancer. Just walked out that funeral, I'm right back in my cubicle. Lord, I'm ready for heaven, I'm just waiting on the cue to go. Feel like giving up and just blaming it on my daddy. He never meant to have me, and problems keep coming at me. I wanna walk with Jesus, but my leg's too heavy. I'm hoping prayer works, cause these walls can't hear me. Come on.
So I dropped to my knees and screamed in my mind. I tell the Jesus, walk and help me. Say, Lord, please, won't you hear my cry?
My grandpa, and that's when it hit home that people keep leaving me. This world keep deceiving me, they're telling me false hope, and I keep believing it.
Come on,
I promise I think I'm going insane.
Come on,
and gravity pulling me down a drain.
Come on,
my boys in Afghanistan going crazy, staring at them pictures of their babies, bullets flying everywhere, praying that they gon' make it home. Lord, give them hope. Without it, what else they banking on? Everything is falling all around me. Your arms around me, sinking in my sorrows, got me drowning. 10 feet to empty bottles, and throw them off in the wind. Devils lurking around the corner, just waiting for me to sin. I pray that you sustain me and keep me from giving in. Ain't gotta get me out, just get me through to the end. Lord Jesus, come on.
So I dropped to my knees and I screamed in my mind. I know the Jesus walk can't hear me. Say, Lord, please, won't you hear my cry?
The poetry spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry, lowest three into the universe, teaching by the tongue, and speaking new languages, leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul, lowest three leave, no leave, that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Blow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and lets you stretch to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind, go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now it's a dime. Blow it free, do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind and you will then be able to float free. Now, leave me. This is the Poetry Spot.
Welcome back to the Covenant Cafe. This is the poet. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lady.
And before you get started, that song I'm Under Pressure, you know, the song that guy, I bet you he was under a lot of pressure up in the attic. I'm sorry, he was under a lot of pressure up in the attic. But this song is a very that song is beautiful. You guys got to check out the mixtape. It's the name of the mixtape is called Gravity. It's awesome. Free download. Check it out.
Oh, it's a mixtape. It's not an album. I thought it was an album.
It's an album, but it's for free. You can download it for free.
Oh, where is it located at?
You can go to mixtapetorrent.com and look for Lecrae, or you can just type in Lecrae Gravity in your browser, and you, of course, they have the different locations where you can find it.
Yeah, well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, very nice of him. Yes. So you have something here on our show. Are we going to talk about that, or you want to get into some poetry first?
What would you prefer?
You want to do the song first?
All right.
I missed what you said.
You know what? Just being real, I haven't. What I want. Well, we're gonna do something a little different today. I haven't. I've been working on this new project called Through the Fire, and Through the Fire is smashing anything I have ever wrote. Because I'm actually going through fire, and I'm not the only person going through fire. We all are going through something. So this is a very, very powerful project, and I'm very excited about it, excited about these big features and everything lined up. So with that being said, I haven't wrote any new poetry, and I haven't had a chance today to look through any of my old stuff. So what we're going to do, I'm just going to share some stuff just off my heart. I'm not going to try to rhyme or anything, but if I rhyme, I rhyme. But I kind of want to just hit some things on the head. Just really, really quick of things that, you know, I've noticed and I'm seeing. You know, man, it's kind of me venting, if y'all don't mind. You know, is that cool? Can we do that for a few?
That's cool.
I won't be long. All right, I won't be long. So, it's just things are so funny to me that, you know, being young and black, people just constantly feel that I'm out of whack, or maybe I lack an education, or maybe I can't think straight. Maybe I don't know what's going on. It's funny how they hit me with all kind of bills and politics and all kind of thrills. Got me focusing on less. I'm talking about TV is just my main thrill. It makes me feel like less a man, or I can't stand because I don't have this money, or I don't go after a grand. The thing that's so funny to me, though, just keeping it real, because I'm not even trying to rhyme, to be honest with you. But what's so real to me, it's funny how I look back at my community, and it's like we lack so much. The Bible says that my people perish because they lack knowledge. And now I truly understand what that really means. I got homeboys who are focusing on going to the strip club, but they don't want to pay their bills. I got homeboys that are stuck on child support, but they feel like their baby mama's the one that's been wrong. It's kind of funny how not using a condom makes a woman a bad person. Or it's kind of funny how unprotected sex is cool, point blank period. All this stuff is starting to make me mad. I got so much that's really, really, really building up inside of me. I looked out the window this morning, and I noticed that there was a man getting ready to beat his wife. And I asked myself, like, what did she do? And then when I saw him pull out the knife, it kind of made me startled, because I was like, dang, I want to go help. But at the end of the day, it pulled me right back to myself, really thinking what has become of my people. Just really sharing and just kind of venting. I'm kind of frustrated, to be honest with you. I'm frustrated because lately I've been contemplating on thoughts that have no end. And when I say thoughts that have no end, I wish I could have did this better. But to be honest with you, it's in the past, so I can't change it. So that means I'm paralyzed by my own mind, slave to this game where everybody's wearing chains. So it just shows how much we are slaves, because you are nothing without a chain. I saw my dog, he had a chunk, and he was so happy. And when I say chunk, I'm talking about a charm, a big old piece of metal that's on his chest, a medallion of something that he's repping. But the funny thing is, he's on child support. And
wow.
He doesn't support his child. So, but he has all the money. It's funny how the drug dealers get all the praise, but the pastor gets disrespected. It's like a lot of these things, they kind of got me blown a little bit. You know, I'm trying not to talk poetic. I'm actually just trying to talk regular, but for some reason, things seem to rhyme. I don't know, but it's kind of seemed like through time, it's the same old line. If you want to do better, then you got to act better. But, you know, things won't change, so we stuck with the same weather. I mean, no umbrellas, it's just the same old fellas. Same old dudes on the corner, the same old fake smile, the same old talking about you behind your back, the same old, time after time. But I'm just wondering, you know, why does it take for me to rhyme for people to actually pay attention that we are in some wicked times? I kind of question myself on that daily, but I'm just asking God to continue to push me and to use me to help others in a wise way. But until then, I guess you got to stand strong on this day to day. I'm going to stop right there.
Wow. That's some good stuff.
I got
stuff,
a lot,
man,
off my chest. I feel good. I think that was really, really bothering me for a second.
Wow. Now, we do have a song. Tell us about that.
All right, this song we're about to go into is called Out of My Mind. I'm actually featured on it. It's by Lamari Grubbs. He has a mixtape that's coming out called Control. This brother here is definitely anointed with the Holy Spirit. This guy has sight. He's real. He's been through some things. You talk about testimony. This guy, you know, was an orphan. He's been on his own for a very, very long time, and he didn't want to be a rapper either, and, you know, God called him. And this song here, it's not this kind of song. Like, this song won't get played in church, hands down. Hands down, it won't be. But this song is so powerful because it's going to get played in the club. It's going to get played everywhere. And it's the type of song to let you know, like, the way how we are, people think that we're crazy. We're just psychotic. This faith walk, to walk by faith, to walk by something you don't see, to actually live for someone that you don't see, like a person, physical person. If you think, like, you're crazy, they think we're crazy. So that's the whole justice of this. I'm on second verse, and I love the song. I can't wait till we really start promoting it and pushing it. And so this mixtape is going to be crazy. Y'all look out for Lamari. He's dropping his mixtape, Control, in December. Very, very talented artist coming up. I'm glad I met him. I'm glad that he invited me to on his song. So here we are.
Okay, here you go. Out of My Mind.
The grave. If you want, you can get it. I don't need to throw the beat because I know my soul is saved. You ain't hear me, I can shoot a repeat. Say it loud, say it proud, ain't scared to replay. Down to the best, do the seven sick a day. Matter of fact, if it never gets a thing, I say ain't doing the fun. We do it for the sun, so you know we don't play. They said your boy is suicidal. But they talking about killing himself. Don't you think that's very vital? Or at least very important? Please tell me what he's snorting. Because your boy is walking around and sounding high as Jordan. Me and my squad, both from God, this is what we do. We crucify with our pride. Looking brand new. So hear me finally when I say that now I'm cleansed by the blood. No longer a slave. Yeah, I was a slave. Slave to my ways and the girls and the fame. But now I'm changed. Changed with the things that pertain to the king. Down to the ways, man, it ain't no lie. Can't turn back even if I try. Come on, soul is given by the blood. Get to give it over there. It ain't gon' fly.
I'm trying to
drop
the narrow way. Each and
every day.
Saying right to brave. Some say I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind.
Yes, sir.
I'm out of my mind.
Delay.
And I'm going.
Covered in the blood. Call that boy Karen. You feel I'm telling tales? Then I'm a living fairy. I'm acting like a zombie because I'm walking around here dead. They say that boy crazy, but I call it spirit led. I got a fix up in my head, but I ain't schizophrenic. He only tell me real, so I'm yelling back. Let's get it now. I walk into religion. I ain't talking about them jeans. It's
God's kingdom working daily, so I'm slinging to the fiends. What you know about some strict shot? It's more than just some lit shot. It's a sight for the blind, sound for the deaf. Now you get it, kill the flesh, kill the drugs and kill the sex. I'm staying here with next. You need to open your Bible so you can read the text. I bet you think I'm crazy, huh? ACT, Jesus Christ, is what we reppin', huh? We are the body, we out of mind. Let's follow Christ, I meant just fall in line.
I'm trying to walk the narrow way,
way.
Every day,
every day.
Saying Christ and pray.
But
some say, I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind.
They say I'm out of my mind.
My heart's very modern, hey. You ain't trying to water. Hey. I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind.
My flesh was dirty, was filthy, was rotten to the max. I gave it to the Savior, man, he fixed it, no cracks. Gave me a repair, no spares and no jacks. Went and got my bill and it was free with no tax. Can't thank you enough, even when I asked her, my dad was by my side. Things might get rough, on my face so tough, that's why that old me died. I'm so secure, no leers and no gimmicks. Daddy sees me cure, appear like white linen.
I try to walk the narrow way, each and every day,
every day.
Saying Christ and pray, some say I'm out of my mind.
Wow.
I'm out of my mind.
Wow. That's definitely dope. Definitely dope.
I love it.
It is, and I see what you mean. It's definitely going to take some people to get, you know, for them to get used to that sound, that song.
Yeah.
Because they're going to prejudge it.
Yeah.
Some people. I'm not saying all. Some people.
Right.
Before they actually listen to the actual song.
Right.
But now, so, when you guys sat there, he wrote the song and he just invited you on the track, or?
Yeah, he, you know, what happened, I went, you know, great brother. Actually, I went around there. I had met him through a friend that's actually an artist that I ended up getting cool with. I went around his place and he was like, yeah, he's working on some stuff, and he let the beat play. And he was letting it play, and I heard his verse. I'm like, that's hard, bro. Just keep going. Then I heard the hook. That's hard. But this is good stuff. And he was like, yeah, man, I don't have a second verse. You know, would you want to get on it? I'm like, heck yeah. Took the beat home, wrote my verse. We came back and recorded it the next day. And it was just crazy. And the whole goal of it was it wasn't something that was made for the four walls of the church. This is something that we want, you know, people to be dancing to and to be lied to, you know, because you in a club and you hearing that, you know, you dancing to that, you actually worshiping, you don't even know it. Like, this is some real stuff, and it's subliminally, you know, you plant seeds in the mind. So, you know, definitely big ups to Lamari for, you know, one, first of all, inviting me on the track, glory to God, but also being a soldier for the Lord. And, you know, he has his ups and downs too, but he's pushing and he's making things happen with his control mixtape. And, you know, definitely this is what we want to do. It's about saving souls. Like, yeah, definitely we want to encourage Christians and build them up. You know, we want music for everybody to listen to. But, you know, the main objective is bringing more souls to God, bringing those souls who don't know him. And that's definitely a way that we're going to penetrate territories that, you know, people at the church haven't went to yet.
And, you know, that's something that we talked about before, because there's so many artists, unfortunately, water their material down because they're afraid of the attacks from the church because people think it's worldly.
Right.
But at the same time, you have to give them something that they're used to hearing, and so they can actually listen to the message. This is a very controversial topic because, you know, when they start doing the hard rock gospel music, you know, alternative.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah.
Oh, that's of the world. But, okay, yes, it's material of the world, but how do you get to the world?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the thing that's so funny about that, what's crazy, is that how is it of the world when God created everything? You know, the Bible also, it talks about so much when, I believe, I can't remember who it was, But they were like, I'm not going to eat that because it's unclean. And this is in the New Testament. And, you know, Jesus is like, you know, God created everything. So how can it be bad from a good God? You know, eat. You know, and, you know, later on, and, you know, also, know early in the Testament, you know, Jesus said that it's not what goes in the body that defiles a man, but it's what comes out. For what comes out is the wickedness of the heart, which is lies, fornication, da 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 da. So, you know, I just say that to say that, you know, we serve a God who created all music in the first place. You know, so how is it that you can't do a particular brand of music that's worshiping of God? You get what I'm saying? That's ridiculous to say, like, oh, that's worldly music because it sounds this way. Are you serious? It's not traditional. That's what the problem is. Everybody's stuck in the same old, same old.
Yeah. If it's not watered down, then we can't listen. We can't hear it. But like
right.
I said, as long as it's in the bridge, so you can feed them, you can reach them.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And the thing is, not because I'm a Christian artist or, you know, I'm doing music, even if I was one, I'd say the same thing. I got to give a big ups to Christian rappers and Christian rappers, Christian rock artists that do a rock and roll, you know, the alternative, the contemporary Christian branch. I give a big ups to them because it is very, very hard for us, very, very hard. And I'm speaking third person, very, very hard for them because doing this, once you step out, like as a Christian rapper, once you step out, you know, I want to save the world and help people. The church, more so than sad to say, is not necessarily behind them or supporting their music in some sense. It all depends, though. Not all the churches, so I'm not knocking the church at all. I'm a full believer of churches being the body of Christ. But I'm saying that you don't have the building to say of the churches or the financial from the churches to support them. And then with that being said, I'm supposed to be repping the church. The church is not behind me. Then you got the secular side, if you want to break it up in half, who don't support because you're talking about God. So you got this individual who's in a tough decision. Should he continue to even do music for God or just do the regular stuff? Or if he keeps doing music, should he even convert to do the other side, because to the secular side, because he'll do better over there because there's more support from that? And then it's like it's very, very tough because like you're in the middle and you have less supporters. But on the positive side, this is a beautiful thing because it puts you in a position to trust God. If God calls you to do this, then that's who you answer to. That's who you cling to. That's who's going to feed you your lyrics, and that's who's going to give you your resources and guide you through those open doors. So you don't rely on man. That's what God said. You know, it's better to trust in God than to trust in man. So, but I big ups to all the Christian artists from major to small, independent to whatever, to groups. Big ups to y'all. I encourage y'all to continue to keep pushing and to continue to work hard, because if God has called you to do this great work, then believe that he will provide you the resources so you can finish this great work. He doesn't start something without finishing it. So definitely had to put that out there.
You know what? You're definitely right. Like I said, it's such a struggle within our community.
Right.
You know, and the thing is, this what's happening is actually is a changing of the guard. Nothing wrong with old gospel songs. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But that's what during that time. You know.
Right.
You know, individuals had issues with it before they had the regular traditional.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, it's a changing of the guard. It's the changing of the guard right now. And it's important that this change is not a weak change, because if it's a very weak change, you're not going to reach the people that you need to reach.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, there you have it. There you have it here on the Covenant Cafe.
Go ahead, bro.
I was just going to say, let us not give in. Be strong in what you do.
Right.
As long as you're doing the right thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I want to throw in there, this is very, very interesting to me. This is when I first started doing music, I saw this, to be funny. From the jump, you know, hip-hop is dead. I've been hearing that for so long. Hip-hop is dead. Hip-hop coming back. Hip-hop is not dead. It's always a problem with music. And the thing about it is, you know, because they're bashing this new generation of artists that's coming up. They're bashing them hard. And true enough, the music is not the same. Very true. But this is what I want people to understand and also to keep in mind. Now, I'm not supporting anybody in Pacific or any artist in Pacific because some of this stuff is trash, and hands down trash. But to be real about it, music has always been about to die if you let it, because every time there was a change, there was a problem. You had, when you had that generation, you know, you had how music first came. When rap first came in, there was a problem with rap. It was a problem. And then you got your LLs and stuff. They came out and, okay, cool, but, you know, they're not doing it like how it's this way. And then when you had the Tupacs and the Nas's that came up following that, it was a problem. Gangster, this and that, they're killing music, blah, blah. It was a problem because it was too violent. They was, you know, Al Sharpton and everybody was marching trying to stop this. And then when you had this generation, you know, Soulja Boys and stuff coming up behind them, kind of the end of the Lil Wayne era is kind of Soulja Boys and stuff. Now it's a problem. Hip-hop is dead. But if y'all, truth be told, hip-hop was dead a long time ago when y'all first said it was a problem when Tupac and them started coming up. So, like, the thing I'm just basically saying that change is always going to be a problem to people who don't want to change. You get stuck in your old ways, of course. Now, you know, that's the truth of the matter. Now, on the side note of it, like, yeah, some of this stuff is trash. Heck yeah, hip-hop is dying because it's trash. What are you talking about? When did it be cool to kill somebody and promote it? The person who got the most clout now is the one who is quick to pull a gun on you and kill you and who sells drugs. And who robs you? These are supposed to be the top artists, but truth be told, they actually got degrees. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about got an online degree. I'm talking about went to Houston, went to the USL. I'm talking went to big schools and got their masters even so. So the thing about it is, yeah, it has been trash. It is trash. But also the truth of the matter is, it's been trash. Because as far as the job teller, it's been trash because every time there's been change, there was a problem. Every time there was change. And that's the same thing that's going on with this new growth of gospel rap from the hymns and stuff. Because it's change.
I've actually heard debates in school where kids pit one rapper against the next, and they say, well, he's not harder than him, or he's not better than him because this guy, he makes more money than him.
Right.
So, because I make more money than you, that makes me a better MC.
Yeah.
Really?
Crazy.
No, that's
crazy.
Not true.
Crazy.
You know, I could go on with that for days. You know, because it's like I said, it's a whole different regime in right now, and they're going according to their financial status. They're not even, you know, not even bragging. And now, even like back in the day when there was rap battles, it was a rap battle and it was on wax. That was it. You had a few instances that was outside of that. But now it's like if I diss you and if people really like the diss, then you really going to come after me and try to kill me. For real. I'm like, I mean, like, what, just think, okay, we're going to take it to the second round for a second. Just think of De La Soul had a battle with someone else, and then they lost, and then they got mad and tried to kill the other person. You would never see that. You never saw that. Never seen it. Never. Now it's a whole different world now. Now if I diss you on wax, you see me at the store, and then you try to kill me for real. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know, so that's more reason why we have to stay true to what we're doing and lead by example.
Right.
Because, you know, the youth are watching the older folks. And not to say
right.
We're super older, but if you're older than 19 right now, you're the older folks.
Yeah.
So if you're the 25 range, I would say honestly 25 range and up, you got to watch what you live, you know, watch who's watching you. Sort of like them cameras in Maryland. You got to watch the cameras watching you. The cameras are watching. Now, what we're going to do is get into another song, ladies and gentlemen, and then we're definitely going to come back. We're going to come back to some NFL news, and we got to see what's going on in the NFL world. So we're going to go right now. We're going to go to Zach Williams' testimony here on the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and...
Poetic Life.
Gentlemen, that was an awesome song. And actually, before we get into the sports, we have a caller on our line here. Let's see who we have. Caller, you're on the air. This is the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lady.
This is Mike Willis. How are you?
Mike Willis. Oh my goodness! You know what? We definitely got to give him that recession proof situation going on. This right here.
Yeah, that was a recession-proof applause right there, man.
That's double the recession-proof.
Right, that's right. Double. That's a little more money on top.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, man. I was excited to be on here. I was jamming to that last song because, you know, got some good, real good. Rocking back and forth, sway.
Awesome.
I like your spirit, Mike.
Man, I'm just about a good time. You know, it's Sunday. I am exhausted, but I still got, like, a little bit of energy left. And I was like, all right, let me call my buddies up and let's talk.
Let's get it. So I'm definitely about to interview. Before we even get started, man, you know, I take you. Our interview is, I don't know nothing about you. But before we go into that, I want to say that I checked you out, and I'm definitely proud to say that I'm on a line with you. You are doing so much for the kingdom down here on earth, man, and I commend you as a man of God. So stay encouraged and keep doing your thing. I definitely have to say that before I change characters.
Man. To God be all the glory, man. I'm just the vessel. God is actually the one that provided me the gift to actually be a benefit to his people at the end of the day.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we can start now. So, you know, all right, so as we're getting started, I love asking this question before we get into the juicy stuff, but this is juicy. I love this question. I come from an urban community, you know, that's nice for ghetto or hood. So with that being said, I deal with a lot of people who lose hope, who have no kind of, they feel they have no reason to hold on to God, to cling to God. So with that being said, for those who are tuned into the show, they're looking at you and they listen to your music and they're like, man, he the truth, but, you know, God ought to bless them. What they got to do with me? I would love to know, and we want to know, what's your testimony? What have you been through? What has God brought you through to make you persevere, and to also to tell us that God is good? What has God done for you that's so
man,
awesome that we need to follow God?
Man, like, let me say this. I can totally agree and kind of know exactly what you mean when you say you're from an urban background, the ghetto, because I am too. You know, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, man, I've seen people get shot before my eyes. You know, I've seen people get shot before my eyes. Like, I've been pulled left and right, Bloods, Crips, come join this gang, come be his gang. And I've basically dealt with peer pressure, you know, being from an urban city. You know, it's survival of the fittest, and that's pretty much, it's like that in the corporate world too, but when you're dealing with it in the ghetto, it's just so much more intense. It's like a magnifying glass on top of it. So when I tell you, like as far as like my personal testimony, I've struggled because naturally, well, that's me, I have low self-esteem, you know, and a lot of my songs, you'll actually hear it on some of the songs in the album, I'm talking through a point of view of low self-esteem because I'm the writer of the song as well.
Right.
And it's basically me saying, like, all right, even though I have low self-esteem, I'm selected. God selected me and God ordained me, you know, to do a will and to do his purpose.
You got me quiet. that's real talk. Because
did you want me to tune up right there?
It's so powerful.
I can tune up if you want me to. Like, hold on, give me a flat.
Yeah, it's like this.
You got me up here preaching, man.
That's what we need. That's what we need.
Okay.
All right. Here we are for real. So, who are you? That's what I meant to ask you first. We want to know, who are you? You know, you're on our show. We got some people who don't know. We got some people who just never listen to gospel. This ain't first time listening to gospel. They want to know, who are you? You know, tell us something about you.
I'm just an average praiser. We can call it that. You know, I'm a praiser.
Yeah.
Like I'm one of those type of people that I come into church and I'm going to find a reason to lift my hands and thank God. And it ain't got to be much. It's just because he's Jesus. Oh, that my hands go up right there, you know, more so. That's me in church. Outside of church, I like to go to the movies. I like to go to the movies. I like to eat. And, I like to fry some good chicken. And then I'm the silliest person. You probably can tell that already about me, man. I like to have fun. That's my number one thing in life. I don't care what you do. You got to be passionate, one, about it, and you got to have fun doing it, you know. And I just like to laugh all day. That's pretty much what I do for a living.
I like that because you gave me confirmation about the movies. I'm going on a date when I leave here with my girlfriend. And love chicken. Like, you know, I'm like, shouts out to God, because to create a bird that delicious, it blows my mind.
Oh, God. Listen, shout out to God for giving us the mentality to make smothered chicken. Watch it here. The big chicken.
Who you
fried chicken. They're like, do I have to go on? Like, there's all types of chicken. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I feel you.
Oh, man. Y'all got me cutting the fool up here.
Now,
all right.
Now, we have is your song, Stay Positive. And when I say this song is like a great song. Last week we played this song, and I told Lace, I said, man, we ought to open with this song every time we come out, man.
Every time
we come out. And then, and lo and behold, here you are on the show.
Wow.
I mean, this is a true story. We're not lying to you to make you feel good either.
Thank you. This is not a shameless plug.
Listen to the last show. And
okay.
You would definitely hear us saying that, like, man, this is great. And Lace got on me and was like, man, maybe you're going to forget, man. And
I did say that.
Yeah. I'm
just thankful that y'all decided to play the song, man. I appreciate that. Let's start there, man. Like, thank you for playing the song. Thank you for seeing the ministry behind it, and instead of just feeling like it's a good groove, you know, because a lot of people feel like music these days, it just got to be about a good beat. And thank you for just, like, listening to the words, you know.
And the words are very important, because just like we were saying earlier, how people need help. Sometimes when you say certain things to people, they need to be uplifted.
Right. That's right.
And sometimes it don't have to come from you directly. It can come from anything around them.
That's right.
A song. And the song that you put out into the atmosphere is Stay Positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Amen.
In this day and age, it's a lot of negative things going on around us.
A lot.
To remove us from positive situations, sometimes you need that extra song or the extra person that say, hey, man, you did a good job. Or, hey, girl, hey, I like the way you did this or whatever. It's always good to give someone a compliment, because you don't know how important that compliment is.
That's right. You're so right about that. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know, because like, let's say like you're at the store and someone drops something and you help them pick that, you know, instead of walking past, you go ahead and help them and you assist them. That might make their day, because their whole day may have been of nothing but bad things to them has been happening. And then for someone to come around and say, hey, let me help you out with that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When I was writing this song, man, I had my mindset. I wrote this song at a moment of one of my weak stages. This is kind of interesting too, because I was feeling negative, and then when like I got to the keyboard, because one way of me like of an outlet for me is actually write a song. I said, okay, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna write a song, and I began to pray. I asked God, what do you want me to say? And then in the middle of that, I was feeling so negative, and then I heard Stay Positive. And so God, in the midst of me feeling so negative about a situation of what I was going through, you know, at this point, I was financially dry, you know, just bills couldn't be paid, and I just, you know, I was struggling pretty much. And I was like, okay, how do you want me to stay positive, God? And he was just like, just write my song. So I wrote the song, and then the song came from the heart. It literally came from the heart. The lyrics go, sometimes life can make you feel low. Direction, you need to know where to go. Because sometimes, you know, at that point, I was wondering, I was like, God, where are you? I need help, you know. And there's a lot of people out there, I'm pretty sure, that felt the same way that I felt. And you know, God, in the midst of my going through, he allowed that song to be birthed out of me to help somebody else stay positive. Like, listen, it ain't trouble don't last always. And I like what the old folks say, weeping only there for a night, but joy come in the morning, like, you know.
And you fed it with the church swag.
Yeah, you gotta do it like the jaw. You can't say joy because it don't have no power. Yeah. You gotta say jaw.
You're right.
So what we're gonna do, Mike? What we're gonna do is go into your song, and we're gonna come right back to you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is "Stay Positive" by Mike Willis here on the Covenant Cafe.
Everybody put your hands together on this one like this. We just want you to keep smiling out there. Keep a happy face. Stay positive in the midst of your tests and your trials. Let's take it, y'all.
Sometimes life can make you feel alone.
You need some direction. You need to know where to go. Come on. Just when you come, just when you feel like giving up, just when you feel like thrown in the towel, God's presence. You ain't on your own. Come on, stay positive. Drive, y'all. Come on. Be strong. And stay positive.
Stay positive.
Yeah. Come on, next part, y'all. Sing it right here.
Hold on.
And stay positive.
Stay positive.
We don't need y'all to groan. Come on. Just stay positive.
Stay positive.
You keep singing that song of happiness. Sing this song right here. Switch it up a little bit for them, y'all. Harmony right here. Be strong.
Be strong.
I need you to put your fists up and stay positive.
Stay positive.
Come on, y'all. What?
Oh, no.
And stay positive.
And stay positive.
Now don't groan. Put a smile on your face.
Don't groan.
Stay positive.
And stay positive.
Sing a song.
Positive, it's just you can't get mad. How? I tried it. Let me say, I'm listening to the song right. I'm trying to test it, so I'm trying to think angry thoughts. I can't even think of nothing angry.
I'm still be laughing at myself when I'm listening to it just now because I'm like, sing a song. I was like, I found out.
And I heard that note too. Like, oh, he hit that note.
That's all you're gonna get from me. That's all.
But I mean, like, we actually run low on time. But however, I just have to say this. Lace usually asks, how can people get in contact with you? What's the fastest and best way to get in contact with you?
Oh, hey, I mean, y'all can go to the website. It's MikeAWillis.com, and that's my official website. That's the easiest way, well, probably one of the easiest way to get in touch with me. Or if you want to get in touch with me directly, you could just hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter. I am all over social networks. I like to talk. I'm very friendly. And, you know, you send me a message, and I always reply, and I'll make sure I reply. It may not be in that hour, so give me some time, because I'm still replying to other stuff. But I'll make sure I will reply, you know. So, I mean, those are pretty much the ways to get in touch with me.
Say your Twitter and your Facebook name, because I want to make sure people are able to follow you and to stay updated and to really follow.
On Facebook, it's Mike Willis, or you could type in Mike Willis and The Call, and that, and it pops up, and you have a group page as well, too. On Twitter, it's at Mike A. Willis. That's Mike, letter A, last name, W-I-L-L-I-S, Mike A. Willis.
Good stuff. Well, Mike, I'm definitely going to want to stay in contact with you, so be aware of Twitter or Facebook, however I find you. More so Twitter, that's easy. So I'm gonna stay in touch with you. You're a great guy.
Oh, man, definitely, man. I had a good time. I had a good time. And listen, we'll fry some chicken. Why not?
Where you at right now? Because I'm trying to come through because I think you know about good chicken.
If you can make your way to Brooklyn, New York, okay. Because I just got all these Sunday services.
I'm going to tweet you one of these Sundays. I'm telling you, be aware. I'm going to be up in Brooklyn. And I'll
meet
you
up. Come on. Just let me know in advance, though.
Chicken. What's up?
You got to let me know in advance.
I got you.
Okay.
That's funny. All right, like I said, thank you for calling in to the show. We definitely appreciate you and look for more great things coming from you.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me, guys.
All right. You have a good evening.
You too. All right.
All right. Man,
that was a great guy.
We have to get him back.
We got to.
We definitely got to. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this has been a great. The time went by so fast today, man.
Mm-hmm.
I went extremely fast. But however, all good things come to an end. But however, it doesn't have to come to an end. My man Lace has some words of wisdom, some words to follow for the week, so it won't have to come to an end. So by the time you get to the end of that wisdom that he's have put bestowed upon you, it'll be Sunday again to get some more wisdom. How about that?
Amen. So before I even say it, I want to give a major, major shout out to Mario Brown. We had Mario Brown on a show. I think it was the first show I did. And Mario Brown just released his album on September 4th. He released his album, The Mario Brown Project, and he's also signed with Fred Hammond. Guy's doing some amazing things. We had him on the show. Great. He's a great guy, down to earth. Him being a national artist means nothing. He's still a cool guy. I spoke to him recently, so I definitely wanted to encourage you guys to go cop his album. He's doing some great things. He's doing some great work for the kingdom. So I had to get that out first.
All right, for those people that don't know what cop means, can you break it down?
Oh,
I mean, that's urban language there. What does cop mean? Go get
cop
another.
Is cop, defined by the Urban Dictionary, is to go purchase or buy or grab or obtain an object referring to what a person speaks of. That's the definition in slang of cop. So you guys go purchase this album.
We're going to have to add that to our show, ladies and gentlemen. Each week we got to have an urban word and break it down for those people that's listening that doesn't know what certain things mean.
Hey, I know somebody over there like, I can't listen to these young thugs anymore. Like, he's joking.
Cop. Make sure you cop it. I'm sorry. But go ahead.
All right, so our closing scripture tonight actually is very powerful, and it's the shortest scripture that I've ever given you guys, but it's not the shortest it's going to be, but this is very short. The scripture comes from Luke 1:37, and it clearly says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." And the thing is, this scripture comes from Luke 1:37, where the angel Gabriel, who is the archangel, he's speaking to Mary. And Mary, which we know is the virgin mom of Jesus Christ, and she didn't believe it was possible to have a child, for she was, a virgin. She'd never been with a man. And this is what Gabriel is telling her, for with God nothing is impossible. So with that being said, whatever it is that God has told you that he's going to do with you or through you in the course of this week, in the course of your life, just know that with God nothing is impossible. So God tell you to start a business and you don't have the money, just know nothing is impossible. God tell you to go to school, but you don't have the money, just know nothing is impossible with God. God tells you, whatever it may be, God tells you to apply at this job in per se, because that's what a lot of people in our community and in the world here is dealing with, unemployment. And you feel like you don't have the credentials to get this job. Well, with God, nothing will be impossible. So I encourage all you guys and gals to go after whatever it is God told you to get, because, well, with God, nothing is impossible.
And what do you mean? It's nothing is impossible. Nothing. And I actually, it's funny because I actually put a post on my Facebook maybe a week or so ago, and it had the word impossible, okay? And it says, even impossible says I'm possible.
Wow. Big business. I'm gonna tweet that and post that later on. Please remind me if I forget.
It said, I can't remember where I actually found that. I always put up different quotes and stuff on my page, but it said even the word impossible says I'm possible.
Wow. That spoke volumes to me just now.
So, I'm trying to find that information for you, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I can't find it. But
I remember now.
Yeah. So
that's
even
awesome.
I believe it went. Nothing's impossible. Found it.
Okay.
The actress Audrey Hepburn said, nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible.
Wow. Hey, text me that.
I definitely
should. The lady name and everything. Don't forget.
Yes, Audrey Hepburn. No, she's an actress. Very great actress. Ladies and gentlemen, we definitely, definitely appreciate you guys tuning in to our show. Once again, we had a fantabulous day. So next week, look forward to that urban word of the week, the urban word of the week. And actually, we're also going to play a song, Stay Positive, again next week. So we're going to keep on some of these songs because that song was really dope. Not to pretend, I believe. So this is the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson.
And Poetic Lace.
Here on the Covenant Cafe, where the cafe also has chicken. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the outro, so long, farewell. This ain't goodbye forever, but only time will tell. We had some funny moments, real talking interviews. Every Sunday, 7:30 Eastern time, we do this. Build you up, encourage you. This is the D-Hour Show, feel free to come on through. Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lacey's are the host. From the east to the west, we rock it coast to coast. The Covenant Cafe, yeah, that is the name. We repping Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're unashamed. He died so we can live. So I'm steady boasting. I think that calls for tears. So I'm steady toasting. What's up, D Slade? That's the CEO. He's tapping on the glass. I guess it's time to go. So let me close with these words so I can keep it meek. Thanks for stopping by. Hope to see you next week.